Coming up next then, as I've mentioned, I'm joined on the line by Mandy Fine, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Fine Group Global. A very good morning to you, Mandy.
Hello, Abs. Thank you, and good morning to you and your listeners.
Good morning, and thank you so much to you for joining us on the show this morning. Mandy, we talk about, as someone myself, as being someone from a background of marketing and sales, understanding the importance of understanding your customer. If you are someone, as I've said, primarily who works with customers, when we talk about the Fine Group, what do you do exactly?
That's a very good question. But what we do is we mix scientific skills. I'm a scientist by training, which is around things like data analytics, understanding hypotheses and testing hypotheses. And we mix those with creative communication, which is my other passion and love, to create a magic that allows our customers and our clients to unlock greater value in their business. What we're seeing today is that data is so much a part of our world. And so the understanding of data is really, really important in understanding customers. There's so much we can know about a customer. And so that's what we do. We help our clients by merging those two areas of expertise to create greater value.
And talking about greater value, I think for any business, as you've mentioned, that it's all about the customers and it's about forging that bond or that meeting each other halfway and understanding that there's a finer detail in understanding the aspects of why people do what they do. So your company, you've just mentioned what you do. And so how do you do that, though? How would a company, or how do you do that, monitor and track customer behavior?
Well, in today's world, we have so much access to information, as I've said. So we would work with our clients to understand what they know about their customers. And we know more about our customers today than we've ever known before, because we have so much more information. We know where they live. We know how they spend their money. We know how they relax. We know what the media they consume. And so instead of treating our customers as these faceless masses and having communication that speaks to large groups, we're able to refine our communication to speak to customers in a much more personalized and relevant way. And that means that we work with our clients to understand what they know about their customers. We go out and do research, and we gather whatever we can from both talking to customers and from understanding the competitors of our clients. And then we mix traditional marketing and communication skills, we bring those to bear to create beautiful communication that is simple and engaging and that customers want to engage with. And I'm very honored that I have had the pleasure of viewing that trend globally as I was judging Cannes Lions last month in France. And what we're doing is definitely a global trend. In my judging process, I was so honored because I could see this convergence of science, analytics, and understanding data and understanding customers, marketing, and communication, and bringing them together.
I can almost feel the questions coming out of some of our business owners who are listening right now, saying that, yes, you want to bring science, you want to bring analytics together with your communications and your marketing. But what does that entail? I mean, let's bring it back to the Western Cape in that. I'm just making an example. We've got a company in the Western Cape. Does that mean you converge also as a company with your tools, with your computers, with your everything? Or is it something that we get as a company where we collect the data for you and you analyze it and then you give it back to us as a company? How would that process work practically?
Well, what I'm saying is that I think today businesses they make use of a lot of management consultants, and then they have their marketing and their communication agencies. And what we're seeing is a little bit of a convergence of both, because what happens traditionally with a consultancy is they will produce for a business a lot of information about how to unlock value and how to drive additional revenue. And then the client or the company will go to their ad agencies and they will brief their ad agents separately about creating communication. And I think what I'm saying to businesses in the Western Cape is that when you choose a partner to work with you, and we're seeing large consulting companies across the world starting to buy design agencies and to bring those skills in-house. And we're seeing agencies start to bring more analytics into their businesses. So what I'm saying to businesses in the Western Cape is that one needs to think about whether your consultancies can implement what they are suggesting you do, and can they turn that into meaningful behavior change? And to your agencies, do they really understand your customers? And do they have the scientific analytic skills to understand your businesses?
I hear you too. You're listening at home. Thank you so much for joining us. We are speaking to Mandy Fine, Chief Executive Officer of the Fine Group Global, which speaks to very real convergence. Let me see if I'll say this right. Very real convergence of technology and data analytics with traditional creativity. This is to effect change in customer, staff and stakeholder behavior. And in basic terms, we're talking about science behind our day-to-day lives and how and why we consume everything that we do. Mandy, from your side, though, I mean, your parting words, talking to analytics, science and customer service, what would your parting comments be to businesses and to young businesses that are starting that need to look to this as the future?
Well, I would encourage them to look for partners that they love working with, because we all know that when there's chemistry, excuse the scientific pun, that things work. So I would encourage them to enjoy the partners that they work with, and then to choose partners that have a deep knowledge of their industries or their businesses, and that can produce great creative work. And those are my parting words, and I'm very grateful and honored to have been on the show. Thank you so much.
Mandy, thank you so much for joining us on the show.